This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
L is for the way you look at me. We don't just have couples, we got triples. And we've got adultery and daycare and confessions of love. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Love it.
Welcome to Why Women Kill. Woo! I'm your host, Jackie Nova. That's right, baby. What an episode. And we've got a special guest here tonight. We've got David Banks on to the left.
Yeah.
Hello.
He is not only from Why Women Kill, he is an actor, comedian with so many credits that I cannot keep counting, baby boos.
Oh, hey. Look at that. That's an introduction.
Welcome.
What do I say?
Welcome, David Banks.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And we've got an extraordinary filmmaker here with his he's done Black Coffee, which has turned into a TV series.
Oh yeah,
yes, yes. We've got George Corey. We love you.
What's up? I just want to tell the audience that I am honored to have Mr. David Banks in studio, in person. He looks just as good in his person as he does on the screen. That's and his right. Instagram is lit. Follow him on the gram.
On the gram. He is lit up.
Thank you, guys.
Yes. And I just wanted to give a quick shout out because I got an Instagram message from a Sam Suwan B. Boone. He's all about Why Women Kill, and he's so excited that you're on the show. So I said, nice. I'm going to give you a shout out because he's always on live. He's always checking us out. So I wanted to give him a super shout out.
Beautiful.
Sam, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So, oh my God, like, please, guys, this episode, what is up with the troubles and ooh and my and the adulteries and daycare, like what's that? Holy cow,
there's some good lines and it's just getting deeper and deeper and better, and it's just kind of, it seems like it's sucking you in.
Yes, you know? It is so sucking you in. It's yeah. got me so sucked in that I barely wrote even notes. I was just like my mouth was dropped with all the goodness and juiciness.
Yeah.
What did you think, George?
Echoing off what David said, Jackie, deeper and deeper. The word I wrote down in my notes was levels. Lots of levels in this show. And to have the best episode 5 in with it only getting better, hats off to the writers.
Absolutely.
Hats off to the writers. I mentioned earlier I wanted to know more about Carl. I got to know a lot more about Carl.
Yes.
I got to see a lot of more emotions and connections and vulnerabilities of the characters. And that's what I like to see in a show that gets better, and it gets better by getting deeper and getting me more attached as a viewer. Salute.
Amen.
Like you said, levels, there's layers, there's just love, and it just keeps getting better. And it hooks. The only thing I don't like is the fact that we can't watch it all in one sitting. We've got to wait a week.
Oh,
and that's when a good show reels you in.
Yeah, that's when you're like putting that timer and you're like, oh,
is it Thursday yet?
Is it Thursday yet?
And a good show will do that to you. And it's funny because as the week progresses, you're like, okay, it's only Tuesday. Oh, shoot. You know what I mean?
I know. And so just before we even get into more about the episodes and the complications about it, David, like, how was it working on set with Lucy Liu? And
that was a blast. And I mean, she was super sweet. And it's one of those things, too, where they always say it's not good to meet your idols or people you look up to, people you admire, people you've watched. Because it can be disappointing sometimes, obviously. Like, oh. But when you meet someone and they live up to that, and they're like, wow, he or she really is sweet, really is nice, really is humble and down to earth, and loves, you know, the work and everything else. It's a beautiful thing to see. It really is. Someone that's really involved in it. And just, again, and just has fun.
Oh,
because that's what this whole thing is about.
Yeah, and talking about fun, that outfit you had on, right, George?
Oh,
we were talking about this outfit.
So David asked me, he said, George, what was your favorite era? And I know, Jackie, you hit him with the 60s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said 80s all the way, which happens to be the era you were in.
You and I are 80s guys.
We're
80s guys. 100% for sure.
So what was it like getting into that fit? And now, viewers, I know you remember it. That was episode three. So you saw his fit in the ballroom. I want to know how you got into that thing. Did it take long with wardrobe?
You know what? We put it on with a smile, and he's like, he goes, I got something special for you. And I go, bring it on. What is it? And we talk about the wardrobe, that warehouse earlier, how big it is. And you're literally walking through aisles of, okay, there's the 60s, there's the 70s, there's the 80s. And again, 80s guys that we are.
Yeah.
I'm walking through, I'm seeing the neon colors, the big shoulder pads, you know,
the poofy,
the swatch, all that stuff. I'm like, wow. The big belts with the buckles and the little, but I mean, it's crazy. It's a beautiful time. And to me, I go back thinking about it's just how much fun it was growing up with the cassettes and everything really. And you tell that to people now, they're like, what? They don't get it.
No,
unless
they've
lived
it
or seen it.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful time, full of colors. And like I said, the pads and everything. It's just, you can't. And to see
it's
them
amazing.
Recreate that is beautiful.
Oh,
like, we talk
goodness.
About the Pacer, the car, the Pacer
yeah,
and
the
stuff.
Yeah, the Pacer was dope.
Whoa,
love
the cars on this show. Uh-huh. It's just, anyway. See, that's what we were also talking about, that, like, not only does this, like, appeal to women, it appeals to men, which
yes.
is, like, you know, Desperate Housewife didn't really have that. Because
no.
I don't know, men were like, oh, here's another woman.
No, so. Guys are waiting for Thursday night at 5, you know, whatever. Oh, Desperate Housewives is on. I mean, they might have. I don't know. They could have. We never
they
know. But
we never know.
And I think, it's almost like they're calling it Desperate Housewives 2.0. As it should. Because again, it is, but they're getting, again, the guys and the girls that are really, really like, whoa, okay. We can all kind of relate to that in some way.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, obviously things going on, and it obviously, hopefully we won't relate to the adultery and everything, and all that stuff going on, the deep, dark, demented stuff. But
exactly.
The good things that are going on, we can kind of,
yeah.
I'm learning how to become a better man watching this series.
That's the thing.
I'm letting them make all the mistakes, and I'm like, okay, I'll
we're going to watch and learn.
We're watching and learning.
Because, you know, I was thinking that in the way here tonight, a lot of guys really, unfortunately, it seems like Jennifer Goodwin's character, who's so lovable and so just sweet and generous. She's the kind of girl, if she is going to kill you, she's probably going to do it with a smile.
Yeah.
Pull the knife out and clean it.
And
sorry.
You know, yeah, in the
you
first
know what I mean?
Episode, she really does bring that up. I mean, you see that she's like, because when she discovered that he's being a bad, naughty boy,
yeah.
she had that knife and she's like, you just never know how you're going to die.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like,
ah! I don't know. I saw the younger... The younger Beth Ann bashed the baby against the little unicorn
rocking horse.
And I was like, bruh, something's coming.
It started at an early age.
Yeah.
But I was saying, it's almost, I hate to say it, but a lot of these, you get a wife like that who's just generous, loving, giving, kind, sweet, brings you tuna casserole at the office. I mean, who doesn't love tuna casserole?
Right.
You know, and those are the guys that are like, well, I'm going to mess around. And it's like, oh, what are you doing?
What
you have
you
it so good.
You
the
have
worst,
it so good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the worst part is he says he loves his wife.
Yeah.
And guys, man, we make mistakes. And you know what? I'm gonna let the characters on the show make the mistakes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to learn from them. Amen. And I ain't making the mistakes.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
So thank you, Mark Cherry.
Yeah, Mark. Yeah. You know,
thank you.
It's kinda like
the men are thanking you.
Mark, yeah. You know, like, they had like sex ed in high school. And there's like gentleman's ed. You
gentleman's
know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I'm growing.
Yeah.
Talking about Mark, I mean, did you get to meet him on set? Was he like on set?
He was
all the
not
time?
There. Although I was thrilled to work with David Grossman, obviously,
doing
Buffy and everything else. Just one of those creative minds, almost like the David Finch type, which is really just knows what he's doing, has a vision, has a plan, and that's what it's happening. Okay, here, bam. Very organized and very, it's just a thrill to see that. And I love it, working with people that just have this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
This is what's going on today. And there's nothing that's going to steer him away or, oh, okay, sure. It's just a goal, and it's a path that's got to be, and I love it. I admire that out here because there's so many directors are so complex, but yet they're so, again, they're so all kind of unique and different in their own little way. Some are very, you have the Woody Allen approach. It's just, hey, you know, here's the script, have fun. If you see it, you want to use some stuff, there's a premise. If not, do your own thing. And there's some that are, nope, that wasn't written. That's what's said. Say that. And it's like, oh, okay. So you respect.
Right. And it's a little more so in TV.
I like that.
It's a little more so in TV.
As a writer, I like that. Because, yo, I work long hours, long nights to write that script, say the words.
Right. Yeah, you don't want someone butchering it. And I totally, we should respect that. Yeah.
Right. We should respect it. But, you know, since we all do write and stuff like that.
Yeah. But
like,
let me just say, if Lucy Liu got my script, say what you want.
Exactly.
You
know, like,
whatever you got to say, Lucy Liu.
You want to add to that your little magic?
Better than what I could write.
For sure.
Yeah, because you don't mind if there's a little something in between.
Yeah.
I think we should all be able to create and improv and make our own little magic if we see something that could be added respectfully and tastefully.
Can I drop a quote I just made up?
Please.
Yeah.
No one ever got mad at better.
Oh, wow. I like that.
That's deep.
That's great.
Hey,
boom.
You know what I'm saying? Why Women Kill, if you need an assistant writer, I'm in the help. I'll do it for free as an internship. Just to be in the room with y'all talking about thruples, talking about all this dope writing. Y'all are dope.
Some great writing.
Oh, my God. Talking about great writing. So then the complications in this episode 5 is, I mean, we've got, like, again, we've got Taylor and Eli, which is now family member with Jade, and Taylor is going to be going to confess to the sisters, like, oh, why was that? And then we've got, like, April with Bethann, which are becoming super close.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, they're, like, best friends. And Simone and Carl with Tommy Boy.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, these are complications. What's your favorite out of these three? Because it's the same household, out of the three.
I'm going to go with my... Jennifer is just, again, she's so sweet and so lovable. I just saw an interview with her a couple days ago where, like, wait a minute, should your husband... Where are you in real life? No. He's a good guy. He's not misbehaving, so he's safe. He's fine.
Safe.
Yeah. But again, she's so likable and she's so fun in what she does. Yeah. And it's like, oh, you kind of root for her.
Mm-hmm.
You're
I feel that.
I got a little excited when he said, no, I'm not cheating on my wife. I'm like, good for you.
I like that. Yeah. Finally, in her corner, he's always bashing her.
I know.
And I was happy to see him stand up for her for once.
Yeah, like,
and you notice in the last episode, the gentleman said, listen, you've got a good wife. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You've got a good thing. You're a lucky man.
That's right.
And I think it just kind of clicked. And us guys, we're slow learners. We don't always get that right away. Unfortunately, we make mistakes from working people. And we're like, well, I guess, you're right. I do have a good, I don't want to lose that. I don't want to butcher that. So let me, okay. But it takes a while for us to kind of get it.
Yeah.
It
you know
takes
what I mean?
A bit.
Slow
it takes
learners.
A bit.
Slow learners. I'm a very slow
learner. So what do you guys think? Like, I mean, if you were in a situation like this where it's like, I mean, there's Bethann, and Bethann is like making best friends now with April, and then, you know, with a man like this.
Yeah, well, like Sheila said, it's what are you doing? But
yet,
you know, keep your friends closer. What is it? Your friends closer,
keep
enemies closer, right?
Enemies closer.
Yeah, I mean, it's very true. And as hard as that would be, again, she's so likable, too. You can't help but to, like, okay.
I like them both. It's so complicated.
But I put honesty as my first policy. And as likable as Bethann is, and as tight as you're becoming with April, Bethann, now's the time to come clean.
Yeah.
Please,
because
seriously.
Now April's trusting you. She's confiding in you. And now's the time just to tell her what's up, or you're going to compromise a beautiful thing. And honestly, I think they get along so well. Maybe they should just consider taking each other out to dinner. I don't know.
I was going to say, if it was this generation, that might happen. You know what I mean? It wouldn't happen in the 60s, but it might now.
Right, but I'm almost thinking, like, but you never know. I mean, I'm sure something happened in the 60s because the hippies and all that.
They were
all free-flowing and going, like, oh, my God.
I'm going to ship them. I'm going to call Bethann and April and Pro. April needs to make a move. Maybe you go out to dinner, make your brownies, and then go out. And you know what? When April's singing, Bethann's going to be on the
piano.
Keys.
Exactly.
And you got April, the new band, and Lovers.
Uh-huh. I was envisioning, like, the kiss it up, sit up, sit up. I'm, like, seeing Bethann playing the piano.
I'm sure she saw that, too. Yeah.
And you know what? When they hugged each other, it looked more genuine than when Carl hugs Bethann or than when Bethann.
Oh, when Rob.
April.
When
Rob, sorry.
No, that's okay.
When Rob hugs Bethann and when Rob also hugs April, it looked better when we had Bethann and April hugging each other.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. This is getting really juicy. I just really... I just really would, I hope for sure that she could just come clean, because maybe they can just all be friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing, because your mind, ooh, maybe, no, well, that wouldn't, well, that might work. That wouldn't, but ooh, that could. Yeah. So your mind really starts kind of traveling in this zone.
I mean,
of like, ooh.
If the players in 2019 could pull it off.
Yeah.
Why not, right?
But I mean, you know. Look into the future.
It's so bizarre because April does mention, like, I'm falling in love.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh,
did you see Beth Ann's face? Like, what do you think about that? Her face was like...
It said it all.
She's yes! like, not now, uh-huh. not now. And I think the reason why she was saying not now, she didn't want to hear Rob's response. She feared that Rob would be like, I love you too.
Oh, yeah.
But, yo, he got gangster real
he
quick.
He did wow. real
he
quick.
He talked about the L word. Yeah. Yo, he was talking like he was from D.C.
Where yes. I
was from. He's like, yo, we talked about
mean.
The L word.
Yes.
He had like that wasn't no Burbank talk. Uh-huh. Talk about the L word.
Burbank
talk. You say that in a rap video. You know what I'm saying? L word? What's the L word, bro? Like, he went
yeah.
in.
Yeah, he was like disgusted.
Like, that would never happen.
Because I'm not leaving my wife.
And I love that, though. Just the, yes. just, okay, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We saw an assertiveness. And like uh-huh. we said, we saw someone rooting for the underdog
yeah,
finally. And it felt great.
Yeah.
It did. Because, well, like you said, he goes, you knew what this was when this whole thing began. That's it. Nothing more.
Exactly. You I know? Think Beth Anna is feeling like a little bit, she's feeling really sorry for April.
Yeah.
She's like not going to the game to hang out with her uh-huh. husband, which like she would have died for this before
yeah.
April. And then now, like, April is, like, sucking her in. Like, she's falling in love with April without really falling in love.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. But no, yeah. I know. George is like, I want to see these two cuties together.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. And it may happen. Who knows?
Who knows?
We got a handful of episodes left. It might happen.
If Beth Ann tried brownie that has pot in it, I think
yeah.
this is possible.
I love her. This is reefer. Just the reaction when she threw
yeah.
it. And last, like, yeah. That was hilarious.
She was like, no, oh my God.
Who does musicians do that? And losers. Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
That's Did so you, funny.
I don't think I've seen Beth Ann move this quickly when she saw Rob at
oh,
the,
that was
in
great.
The car.
Yeah.
What was up
and
with
I'll,
that?
See, if I were her, I would have taken... I thought it was interesting that she ran back in the yeah. bathroom. I'm kind of glad she did because she got to hear the reality
oh,
of the
yeah.
situation.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
she would have never heard, and it's yeah. bringing more clarity and more confidence. But if it were me, I would have kept running.
Running down the hall. That's
I
what I thought,
ran.
Too.
I
would have taken
ran.
A beeline for that hallway for sure. But she went in the back, and they're like, no, what are you doing? It's like the killer running into the woods.
But,
no, go that way.
But then again, mm-hmm. it worked out. We're a man. She's a woman. We're learning the tricks.
And you know, I think the thing is, maybe don't get yourself put in that position. Like,
exactly.
you know, Lucy Liu in the bedroom. Oh, my gosh, look who's home. It's those close calls that we all like, oh, is she going to make, oh, okay, what's she making in the bed? What's she doing? She should be getting out.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I love that you're transitioning right into that because mm-hmm. going into Lucy Liu and Tommy, like, what is she thinking? She's making
yeah.
it so complicated.
Oh, it's
yeah.
complicated. See, Carl, who's showing more of himself now,
oh.
more of his personality. Let me say, I like Carl's personality.
I kind
of
do, too.
He's
I
a
do.
Cool dude.
Yeah, he is.
I thought he was a square earlier. I thought he was a little too nonchalant about life, but... He's just kind of a chess master.
He's
staying quiet.
Uh-huh.
And because he's a creeper himself, he mm-hmm. knew all the symptoms. So he's like, mm-hmm, I know you're having an affair. He's sitting in the office with his shoes kicked up on the desk.
Yep.
Oh, that's what husbands do.
That's right.
And then again, like, everyone's getting gangster this episode. This is not
yeah.
Burbank. Just like I said about Rob,
yeah.
he drove his car into another car. Yo,
yeah, all in Pasadena, people.
All along, right? This is the interesting part, right? So Simone all along thought that Carl was going to end up being a cock block.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, he ended up being a wingman.
Yes.
And helping her out of the situation.
Yes.
And me having gay friends, they're the most resourceful people on earth. You need something done, they get it done. They find a way to get it done.
Yeah. And
so,
he's got so much money. He doesn't care. I mean,
yeah,
when he smashed into that car, I was like, oh.
Who
I was
smashes
like,
a 911 into
yeah.
a Mercedes?
That kind of hurt me, seeing that
yeah,
scene.
Yeah.
I hope that they're prop cars, but they looked mighty real to me.
Real. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Avoiding a kitten or a dog, but
I know. He was all confused. Mm-hmm. It didn't even matter. But, I mean, my God, jeez. I mean,
the loyalty. I mean, hey, I'm going to help you out of this, and I'm going to put you in a... I'm going to smash into a car,
yeah,
and it's going to work.
Yeah.
You're going to jog on by in that beautiful orange-looking outfit, and it's going to be great.
Then she just looked so cute.
She looked great.
Simone,
Miss Lucy Liu.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. And when she was running up with the stripes, were they orange? the orange vibe.
I'm going to wear something like that next week, people.
Next week.
Jackie,
next
don't
week.
Do it Boom. To us. Then I'm going to have to bust out his outfit from episode 3 if you want to compete.
Listen,
let's
if
go.
He wants to come next week and talk with us, come on.
As long as you're wearing orange.
As long as you're wearing orange.
We're going to go from yellow to orange.
I love it. Oh,
that's
my
great.
God.
But yeah, so yeah, she brought it. Again, complicated when she was upstairs in the room. And then she tidied everything up. She was waiting, what I thought was slick in that situation. You know, the complication of going to that home, going back and forth. I was assuming, hey, just keep it in your house because the alibi is that Tommy's a cleaner. So you could justify Tommy being in your house. But I think they got thrilled with the sex. The sex looked great and amazing. They're enjoying it.
Yeah.
But again, the complicated factor, be simple. Like, you already have a free pass for him inside your home.
Right.
Why are you going there?
And you've got a new van.
The right.
Maybe the windows aren't tinted. But, I don't know. But
well, like, what's driving me crazy, she's such a fancy woman. She's so what to do to the boob.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have so much money. I don't know. Get a fancy hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she just wanted
to go. She probably likes that thrill of like, ooh, he's younger. I don't care. It's going to be a cheap place. I don't care where the hell it is because his six-pack tab, blah, blah, like, you know, the bod. And she's just going crazy.
I was rolling when the cop found them and she's like, oh, you think I'm a prostitute? They don't wear Yves Saint Laurent.
Yeah. Exactly.
In WeHo they do, though. Maybe not in Burbank.
Mm-hmm. But not in Burbank. Oh, but WeHo they probably do.
But I knew it. When she was bending over like that in the car and she had like that sexy outfit with the heels, I'm going, oh my God. Okay, I know it's really expensive gear, but like you're kind of looking like a prostitute right now.
I think a part of her puts herself, I think she gets a thrill out of the complicated situation. You see how quick-witted she is when she said, read his license. I know the address.
Yeah. And then when she got, would I know this information?
When she got inside of Tommy's house with the lady on the couch, she started coughing to disguise her voice. I'm like, whoa, this is next level.
Uh-huh. This is
her thrill. Some people do like that.
They like the thrill.
Simone
wants the thrill.
Yeah. I think secretly, I mean, you can get dark in this, and I think I might have been like that when I was younger, but now I'm like, like you said, I'm learning from the mistakes. I don't want to do that. That's too much work. I don't want to. Let's just kind of do what's easier. But
exactly.
Some people live for that kind of excitement and that rush and that, am I going to get caught? Am I not going to get caught? I'm close to getting caught, so this is kind of fun.
Yeah.
A little bit too daring for me.
Yeah.
I'd have to sit back and watch it. That's what's nice.
Like, we could watch it all day long,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. If I'm involved, no.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hell no. I'm a 6'4" bearded Middle Eastern man. I ain't sneaking in nobody's
home. By the way, it looks like Borat. Like,
Borat, yeah.
We saw a picture. That was great.
I could look like Drake and I could look at like Borat. You know what I'm saying? If you see my Drake parodies online, watch the Hotline Bling
parody.
Oh, that's
awesome.
25 million views. Just type in Hotline Bling parody. Ooh. But I could also be Borat. Or I could be a suspect in a home getting arrested very easily.
Oh, that's great.
So you know what? I'm going to take your advice. And I'm going to just invite somebody over and not sneak in anywhere else.
Exactly. That's why, Mark Cherry, if you're listening, we love you so much.
Yeah.
You can easily cast us, too.
Why doesn't he? Better act than we got to go.
Boom, exactly. What did you think about like what Carl mentioned when he said, this could be the perfect arrangement?
That was, again, the chess master, Carl.
Yeah.
The chess master who I dismissed. It was passive Carl, who I thought nonchalant. He's so much, and again, the levels and layers, he's so much more in tune and aware and introspective than I ever imagined. I like that line. I like that approach. And you could see a love. It's a different kind of love.
Sure.
He still wants a camaraderie. He wants
a friend. He's his best friend.
Like you said, you're my best friend.
Yes.
And that's what, and it's a very typical thing. I'm tired of every time you log on Instagram. I'm marrying my best friend today. I am sick of seeing that. But there is some truth to that about marrying your best, because it is a friend. It should be a friendship. My mom said to me years ago, she goes, you need to find someone and marry someone that you can laugh with, you can have a great time with, that you're in love with, but most importantly, you're in like with, that you love being around this person.
Yeah.
It's a great friend. So you guys can sit on your porch when you're 80. the looks have faded, and you can talk, you can laugh, you can have a good time and be friends.
Or you could be us, and looks will be still there.
Yeah, there you go. With you two, I'm sure it will be. Yeah. I'll be sitting there looking like an old 80-year-old with a mustache that's creeping and won't be pretty.
And you know what? He was on to something until he dropped the dishwasher line, which wrote.
Yeah.
Something about doing the dishes, I don't mind. Sleeping with a woman's like doing dishes. So I don't mind.
That was a little too
pushing.
Yeah, because that showed that I don't really want to be doing it with you, but I will if I have to. If you ask. Don't really want to do it,
I'd rather
do it with
someone else.
We get it. Carl, you do not like women. Yeah. We totally get it. But I do like that he's so easygoing.
He's easygoing.
He's likable. And it's like, okay, you know what? If you have me in a mansion like that, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I will just be your best friend, and I will go on about my business, and I'll just be like, okay, cool. So I can do whatever I want, and you're just chill, and you're
Tommy
not
or
freaking
whoever.
Being stressful.
Yeah.
That's a solution.
Perfect solution.
I wish I could cross times. I did say Carl instead of Rob earlier, but I realize all mistakes aren't really mistakes. They happen for a reason.
Yeah.
What if Carl and Beth Ann met?
Ooh. Oh, wow.
That would be
levels.
Cool. Levels.
Writers, time traveling.
Speaking of the writing again, like we talked about earlier, I don't think anything's been even remotely close to this as far as taking different genres and putting them in the same house and the same. I mean, that's pretty deep. And if you think about it, and if that idea was pitched, you might think, it just sounds a little confusing.
It'd be too confusing for me to even want to read
the
script.
I know.
But then the execution of this, the fact that they executed that thought so well, this makes the show that much better.
Yes.
That much better. And talking about shows that are that much better, I want to just let everybody know why we love AfterBuzz so much and why AfterBuzz is making us so much better as hosts and actors and writers and all that stuff. Right, George? Like, tell everyone.
AfterBuzz is making us better.
That's right.
Y'all are making AfterBuzz better because you're making us the ESPN of talk radio. Swish! So if you're listening on YouTube, subscribe, okay? Because obviously we bring in the stars. If you're listening to iTunes, 5-star review. And if you please would like to leave a comment, Jackie would love to respond to that comment.
I love responding all the time.
So continue to help us grow. And I just want to say being here at AfterBuzz means so much to me because I get to watch TV shows and then hang out with the people
I'm watching on the TV shows.
This is my dream job, yo.
Dream job. So we're going to get to Taylor, who's in Fresno, and she trusts Eli so much with Jade, and she's confessing to the sisters. That is so complicated. I would not have confessed to my sisters. I would have been like, you know what? They live far away. They don't need to know.
They don't need to know. There's things you just keep private.
Things you don't tell
your family.
Oh,
yeah,
because
they'll usually end up telling everybody else in the family, cousins, aunts, uncles that shouldn't be into that kind of a combo.
Little too much, but I do like how besides that, I love the honesty because she just is like, she's tired of hiding, I guess, what's going on. And everybody already probably know, like her sisters already know what kind of lifestyle she has.
Yeah.
And they're just like, okay, very cool. But other than that, like, I mean, what did you guys think about like that particular, like with Jade helping? That was pretty, like, surprising.
Yeah.
Like, because we think of her as, like, the sexy, dipsy, whatever, but she's got, like, all these really creative
ideas.
Isn't going
to come in with her 2 cents and create this masterpiece of a script in that short of time, but with, some obviously, the help of Adderall.
That he should not be having.
No.
Everything's
complicated with this episode.
But it leaves you thinking.
Leaves you wondering. Mm-hmm. You know, what I was always thinking about is Eli going to get left in the dust? And that's what I thought all along.
For sure. Yeah.
So
yes.
When this happened, a part of me was like, okay, he's still included. And I know Taylor ain't there, but Taylor, you'd be looking, gazing into Jade's eyes while he's here and be like, oh, go cook, honey, and dismissing him.
I know.
Which is a huge step up from the last episode because he was the guy that was, can I just help?
He was the watcher.
I think he got his like mojo back when he realized that his agent was like, this is the best writing you've ever done.
Yeah.
Which just cha-ching. Yeah. Guess what? I can maybe pay this payment on this house now or get my own house. Would you hate? I don't know.
Right, I don't know. Yeah, there's going to be predictions for that.
One thing about men, we need affirmation. Yeah. And when you get affirmation from someone, it's kind of like with men, when the day we get our haircut, we feel fresh.
Yeah.
Music starts playing in our heads. Our car all of a sudden cleans itself.
Yeah.
We're cruising down the street. We're owning the road. We're feeling big and powerful.
Yeah.
And the same thing happens to us, Jackie,
yes,
when we get compliments.
Yeah.
We are thirsty. Yeah. Men are thirsty for compliments.
We like them too.
Yes,
do,
men right, like them too. Yeah. Men need the compliments
too.
They
don't even have to be sincere.
You know, exactly. Are you hearing this, ladies?
Yeah. Just tell me something.
These are grown men letting you know what's up.
We're letting you know a little inside of what
I'm
makes
glad
us feel
someone
good.
Someone who agrees too.
Sure.
Because most men, David, they won't admit it.
No.
But we're
no
warriors.
Just for a second. You know what? What you did today was really. He said in the last episode, I just want to be right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah,
and
that's it.
Something, you know, maybe you tell me that I coordinated my stuff together. Okay, for once.
For
you
once.
Look okay today, for once, David.
Yeah.
in your weird gear. You made that choice. That was not, wow, okay.
And this is what Eli just wanted. Mm-hmm. This is what
that's
he's
it
been thirsty
yes
for.
He got it.
He got it. And he almost got caught just having his little solo act with Jade there in bed.
What are you doing with your voice, though? So what are you doing? Well, I'm just getting back to that tone. I'm in writing mode, and I got to bring it up again. Clever. It's like, oh, she's going to catch on. Wait, what? Walking the dog, 11:45? A little late?
Yeah.
Yeah, dog doesn't know what time it is.
I freaked out when the phone call came in from Taylor because
thought
I thought
it was
FaceTime.
Yeah.
That's
what I thought because he has her on the wallpaper or maybe the photo save. Things are getting hot in there.
Things
you know
are getting hot.
We're getting hot in here too, producer. We could cool it down a little.
And that's why these dramas are doing so good because they put you in those. I think at one point, every guy has been in that situation to where, okay, I made the wrong decision, the wrong choice. I'm going to get caught. And they always, it brings me back to something my teacher in high school said. He goes, you know what? I'm going to leave you kids with this. Tell the truth. It's the easiest thing to remember.
Yes.
We all tend to want to, you know, lie and do this and create all these different, you know, scenarios.
That's
and
way better than my no one ever got mad at better.
Being better, but I love that one. That takes the cake.
That sucks.
That's amazing. No, it's
yours
great.
Is awesome. You're sick again. You, bro.
Oh, my God. Well, we're going to bring some news because we kind of covered this episode, but we're going to bring some news, and we're going to talk some more about David Banks also, baby. But right now, we're going to talk about Mark Cherry. And Why Women Kill is heading to France after CBS Studios International closes second major deal in the country in less than a week. So the CBS All Access drama, which makes the return to television of the Desperate Housewives creator and executive producer, will launch on French commercial broadcaster M6. The series, which stars Lucy Liu, we all know, Jennifer Goodwin, and Kirby Howell, tells three stories across three different time periods about married women who are driven to kill by the infidelity of their husbands. Produced by the Imagine Television Studios and CBS Television Studios, creator Mark Cherry serves as executive producer alongside Imagine's Brian Grazer, who I love so much, and Francis Kofo and Acme Productions, Michael Hanel and Mindy Schultz-Thies. Mark Webb also serves as executive producers and directed the series premiere as well as additional episodes. Like, it's going global.
I'm genuinely happy to hear that.
Going global.
What would be trippy? What if season two takes place in Paris instead of Burbank or something?
Exactly. It's crazy. But and besides Mark Cherry, since we have David Banks here working it out, he's such an incredible actor, folks, and comedian. We are so blessed to have him grace us here at AfterBuzz. David Roy Banks is an American actor, currently best known for his role as Lane Hayes in Cut. Oh, remember that one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're going to talk more about all those cool shows you were on. And he studied at Growling. So did I in
you
Second City.
Growling alum, too. You are.
Yeah. And has appeared in over 100 commercials. Banks was born in Petaluma, California.
Mm-hmm.
He was like that little town.
Little small town
Nugget. Up Northern California. The son of Tom Banks and how do you pronounce your mom's name?
Aline.
I didn't want to pronounce it wrong. It's a beautiful name, by
Thank
the way.
You.
Aline Banks. His father, Tom Banks, was an executive at Foot Cone and Belding, San Francisco, and later moved on to Gray Advertising, which I've heard of so much of. That's freaking amazing.
Thank you.
And he also responsible for California Raisins. Bank of America, CNH Sugar, and many more commercials. You have just absolutely worked it, David Banks is
Thank
in
you.
The house.
Thank you. Like, again, an amazing interview. What do I say to that? Jeez Louise.
Oh, my God. It's like,
but like I said, we asked for the compliments, but now we're getting them.
Yeah, we're getting the inside scoop.
The inside scoop. So when you, what was your favorite, besides Why Women Kill? I mean, like, we already know you love being on this show.
Yeah. It's like I said, it's such a nice thing to do, to be able to work on a show that you're really like, wow, this is good. Because we've all done things that were like, oh, this isn't so good.
Yeah. Was that costume like uncomfortable?
It was beautiful. Every minute.
Every minute.
Because again, you cannot be mad at someone walking around like a pineapple, a human pineapple. It just looked, oh, geez, okay. Hi. And it's just, hi. You don't apologize for looking that odd.
Fabulous. Yeah. Odd. Yeah. Is there a character that you would, if a director or a writer was listening to you, that you would have in your mind and you were like, I'd really like to portray this type of character, like more comedic side or dramatic, or you like it all?
Because you're an actor. I like the weird, quirky, sleazy, odd characters that are just, and I guess as actors, we don't really know what our characters are until it's just kind of hit you one day, where I literally was like, okay, there's so many different levels of comedy. There's the spastic over the top. There's the Jim Carrey, the John Candy, the dry, sarcastic Jason Bateman type, the deadpan, just kind of it. But I was like, I guess I started seeing my thing come in where the odd, sleazy guy you don't want to be around too long. I'm like, what? Why am I getting this? I go, well, I'm just going to fall into it and enjoy it. It's weird. I was kind of offended at first. That was the things I was going out for. The really, again, the creepy, sleazy. But I'll never forget my mom watching Three's Company with us as a child. And every time Mr. Roper would come on, she'd go, look, I have goosebumps. I can't. He's so disgusting. I'm like, I want to be that guy.
Oh, my God.
You know what
God.
I mean? I want to be that sleazy guy that kind of just, he'd break the fourth wall and just kind of, with this really creepy look. I'm like, I like that.
Is it more difficult to play roles like that?
No, I think it's fun because you can really kind of get in it. And when you see the reaction of the kid, you are so gross that I'm like, yes. You know what I mean? In a weird...
Now, is that why you did the whole mustache thing?
Because I'm just going for real creepy. I'm taking it to a new level.
It honestly works. It really works.
What's cool is it looks dope in real life, and then maybe for acting, it can be used as creepy. So it's a win-win.
I was at the checkout at Ralph's the other day, and you know you do the self-checkout thing to kind of get in and out faster, and they have the camera, the screen in front of you, knowing that it's you, and I literally didn't. I go, oh. Who's that creepy guy? Oh, that's me. That guy is disgusting looking. I really didn't think it was me at first, because I forget I have it, or I'll walk by a mirror and I'm like, gosh, this guy's gross.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We don't think you're gross. You're freaking amazing.
Thank you. You are amazing
on all kinds of levels, and you just have so much going on, and you're loving your agent. Get him to get you out there.
Yeah, we had this talk earlier about just doing things, staying busy, staying productive, staying active instead of staying at home waiting for the phone to ring and it never will, and just getting out, creating your own content, just meeting new people, finding new people, and just kind of collaborating and doing things every single day.
Yeah. I think what do you think was your breakout role where you were like, oh, okay, wow, I'm actually starting to get more and more work?
Well, see, I never really had that. In fact, me and a few friends just were like sitting in the same boat, kind of thinking, nothing's really happening. We need to create our own thing. So we wrote and produced this a film called Cut, and it just kind of went out there, and like, wow, this is kind of fun. We can do our own thing. We can write our own characters that we see best fit for ourselves.
Yeah.
And then as that happens, it's this whole Stallone approach where I'm going to do it. I'm going to put myself in it. I'm going to write it. I'm going to direct. And it happens. You're like, wow, that was kind of fun. And it slowly started to create all this other kind of energy around.
Yeah,
opportunities, exactly.
Wow.
You know, and you see people come out here and they try so hard. And well, they say it's a 10-year plan minimum.
Really? It really is because I've been here for a bit and now is when things are starting to cook.
I had a session director tell me years back, he goes, I'm so glad you're still in the game. I go, what do you mean? He goes, most people your age literally are stopping because their significant other is saying, listen, this whole acting thing isn't working. I want a family. I want kids. I want a real job to pay for all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, wow. And I saw the, I don't want to say the competition, but I saw my fellow actors around me just kind of slowly like, oh, what happened to Randy? He's in Wisconsin now. What happened to John? He moved to Texas to start a family. Sweet. You know what I mean?
But I'm going to be in this.
I'm going to stay.
I'm getting my Oscar, right?
I'm going to stick around. Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. It's just...
Yeah. Well, listen, guys, talking about sticking around, seriously, like, you need to get on here. You can ask David Banks whatever you want. He checks the YouTube channel. Listen, he'll respond to. Go to our YouTubes and all that stuff. And yeah, George also responds.
I respond. I like the fact that David, he reposted me today on his gram, and he's all verified. So why not tag him? What's your Instagram handle?
Dynamite Dork.
Isn't that great? Okay,
just have the Dynamite Dork. He shows love. He will repost.
Well, I know something about you too. I followed you today. Within like 10 minutes, I got a follow back. I'm like, oh,
yeah, man.
He's on it. Like you. Like, yeah, I love it.
Look, I am a Why Women Kill groupie. The fact that you followed
so
me was like you made my life, bro.
Exactly. You know, well, listen. Let's get into predictions real quick because
your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. So, what do you predict? We'll start with George, then we'll go to David, and then we'll figure it out.
My predictions, which some have been on, some have been off so far.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what's going to happen with Beth Ann in terms of Rob, but I do see something sparking with April. I'm going to go ahead and say that. I think Rob's going to stick around and kind of get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
And when I say something's happened, it might not be romantic, but they might form an alliance, and Rob might be just out in the doghouse. He'll be out sooner or later.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to take it to Carl and Simone. I know Simone is hurt right now, but I believe she's going to be more open to that friendship with Carl. She's going to see the value.
Yeah.
And they might turn into a 2019 Eli Taylor situation. As far as Eli and Taylor goes... Taylor, there's something called karma. I'm sorry. You left him out. He moved his way in. And all of y'all just need to learn how to share. I do think Taylor is going to find out what's going on with Eli. And it is a problem because you are in an open relationship.
Yeah.
Eli needs to be open. Hey, Eli, stop the lying. Because when you tell the truth, you never have to think. Or what's that phrase?
Easiest thing to remember.
Easiest thing to remember.
See, we already forgot. But no, just
right.
The guy's mind.
Yeah. Wow.
We need to be reminded three, four times.
Well, why don't you do like a quick, what do you think is going to happen? Because we had to wrap it up.
Sure, sure. Ooh, and that's the thing, because there's so many things going on. It's like your mind is like, but this could, this might, this, I don't, I mean, I shouldn't say, because I do know what's going to happen, a couple things, so I can't really, I shouldn't say.
So maybe,
I want to hear from you.
We're going to let David not tell us, because he knows a little too much. He's worked with Lucy Liu.
I want to know what you are going to.
For crying out loud. I'm going to just say real quickly, I think somebody's going to die next episode, because somebody has to. It's called Why Women Kill.
Mm-hmm.
Holleration. So guys, listen, we have to wrap up, and we love you so much. Where can we find you, David Banks, on social media?
Social media is Dynamite Dork.
Dynamite Dork. Guys, follow on Dynamite Dork. George, where can people follow you?
Find me at Mr. George Corey. Last name spelled K-H-O-U-R-I.
I love it. And you can find me at JackieNova7 and all social media. And you can find me at oxfilms.us, because my movie comes out October 8th. It's called Art of Deception. It is produced, and with the stars, it's Richard Ryan and myself. So, guys, and he also directed it. Listen, you got to go to oxfilms.us, Art of Deception. Thank you again for watching Why Women Kill. We love you. Woo!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would love to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.